Canada, and welcome once again. Thank you for allowing me, Salome Jacobs, into your space, into your humble abode. Thank you for tuning in and listening to inspirational scoops and soulful poetry and motivational chats, as well as encouraging words. Along with me into the garden, and today the title is In the Springtime of My Life. So I don't know where you find yourself, in which season you are, but whatever season you are, embrace it, for there is a life lesson that you can withdraw from it, the wealth of inspiration from it. Well, we surely made it through, didn't we? No matter your or my stage, for you could be like me in the springtime, wintertime, summertime. A nudge here, a tug there, a cry, a smile, a laugh, or a dance. With a picturesque postcard view of note, I delight myself in the evidence of things seen and unseen. This is nature at its best, a time of relaxation, reflecting, rejuvenating your senses with sight, taste, and aromatic smells that drive your taste buds wild. Now and then, one needs to hide out in nature to be attuned to sounds of the wild, pace, and tranquility. So no matter what this year holds, or the last couple of months has in store for you and me, take a deep breath, exhale, and thank God for new opportunities, humble beginnings, uncharted escapes to wish you and yours on your merry way. For with God, through God, and in God, nothing is impossible. For I'm possible. So as this year soon comes to a close, draw strength, draw courage, perseverance, and know, no matter what you and I did, we did it. Went through it, solved it, with him who holds the springtime in you and me. Wake up, get up, dress up, look up, pray up, smile up, thank up, so your springtime can be well received up, and so it is, so shall it be. Oh, lovely, isn't it? So thank you once again. Whether you were listening in from your car, from your office, in the kitchen, wherever you are, perhaps in the garden, perhaps taking a lovely, well-deserved walk on the beach, a lovely stroll. But wherever you are, over land or sea, thank you. Thank you for inviting a friend or two. Thank you for inviting your family, your co-workers. It's much needed and it's much appreciated. And with that said, trust God. Trust God for the next open door, the next opportunity, the next wave of unlimited, unmerited gifts. So until next time, do take care for another dollop, another scoop, another stroll with me, Salome Jacobs, when you and I once again unite and reflect into the garden. Good afternoon and welcome, yes, welcome once again to Enter the Garden with me, Salome Jacobs. And I hope that you will enjoy today's segment, because today I have a surprise, and my surprise is having my husband be able to share an inspirational word, a motivational, and certainly a word of encouragement. He is Russell Jacobs. Not only is he my husband, but he's also my inspirational moose. But before we start, a friendly hello from my heart to your heart, and fair welcome from wherever you are, from whichever corner of the globe you are listening. Perhaps you are in need right now of not only healing, but an inspirational touch, a heartfelt touch that will lift your spirits and give you some insight and some hope. So without any further ado, quickly dash off to the kitchen for a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, a glass of water or juice, and then simply come back to spend an awesome time with us, Russell and Salome Jacobs, for a dollop of soulful, encouraging words into the garden. Thank you, Russell.
Thank you, Salome. Welcome, listeners. As you have heard, my name is Russell Jacobs. I'd like to share with you something that I've read the other day by John Avanzini. He is my inspiration. And I'd like to just elaborate on what he said. He was talking about your financial freedom that was paid on the cross. It was paid for in full on the cross, along with all your other debt, your sin debt, your sicknesses, diseases, whatever you can think or imagine, it was paid for in full. Just like you didn't know that God paid your sin debt until your understanding increased. Proverbs 4:7 says, in all your getting, get understanding. You need to understand more about what the Word of God says about your finances to be able to manifest. Wow. You see, we need to understand Joshua 1 verse 8. Meditate on His Word day and night. Then you will have good success. Then you shall prosper. Amen. We need to understand Isaiah 1:19. If you are willing and obedient, then you will eat the good of the land. We need to understand Mark 11:24. You see, now I love the scripture, because this scripture talks about, normally in our day, we would talk about the past, the present, and the future. But Mark 11:24 speaks about the present, the past, and the future. You see, whatever you ask for, present tense, believe that. Now, that word, that changes the present to the past. You have again, have received it. Past tense, ask, present tense, that you have received it, past it, and it will future tense be yours. Amen. So when you pray, believe you have whatever you ask, be it finances, whatever is on your heart, it will be yours. Amen. Your finances will begin to manifest. As you believe, so shall it be. You see, John 8, verse 32 says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 16, verse 12 and 13 says, I have much more to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will also tell you of what is yet to come.
Amen.
Amen. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 21 and 22. You see, He anointed us. He put His seal of ownership on us. Psalm 24 verse 1 says, everything belongs to the Lord, the whole earth and everything in it, even them that dwell therein. In 2 Corinthians, He put His seal of ownership on us. So we belong to Him. As His children, we are heir to His throne. Then He continues in 2 Corinthians. He put His Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing of what is to come. As we heard in John 16, the Spirit will also tell you of what is yet to come. You see, when you talk to your friends and your friend promises you something, he gives you his guarantee. I promise you, I guarantee you, I will get it for you tomorrow, or I will get it to you next week. It's your friend. It's your closest friend. You believe him, right? You take his word for it because he guarantees. He didn't give you any deposit, but he guarantees, and you believe him. God guarantees us, and yet we doubt Him. Yet we don't believe. We don't believe because we don't understand. You see, when Jesus died on the cross, all your debt was paid in full. God has so much more to give to you. He's got so much more that He wants to do for you. On that note, if you're listening to my voice and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I would like to give you an opportunity. An opportunity is, you know, I must tell you now, I have in my hand an opportunity. What are you going to do about it? Now let me tell you, an opportunity is something that you grab with both hands. Because the enemy, whatever opportunity he gets to destroy your life, whatever opportunity he gets to take away from you what God has given to you, whatever opportunity it's to strip you from everything and anything, the slightest opportunity he will grab. Here is an opportunity laid before you. Jesus says, put before you life and death, you choose. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, my opportunity to you is, will you give Jesus a chance in your life? Do you have a financial struggle? Do you want to move forward in life? Do you want to see your family move forward in life? Do you want to be restored of what you have lost? You see, we have lost because we did not understand. Hence, the enemy grabbed the opportunity because of our lack of understanding. Ask God to increase our understanding. He says, ask and it shall be given to you. And whatever you ask, it is yours. Understanding can be yours. All you need to say is, yes, Lord, I want to understand. And by understanding, I receive you as my personal Lord and Savior. I want to receive you as my personal Lord and Savior, so I too can understand the word of the Lord. Will you say the short prayer with me? Father,
I repent
of all of my sins.
Knowing and unknowing.
Even my sinful thoughts. Father, I repent. Because I have neglected your word. I have given the enemy
opportunity
to creep in.
Right now.
I denounce
everything
the enemy has planted. And I receive you
as my personal
Lord and Savior.
Holy Spirit,
come and take your place
on the throne of my heart.
Lead me.
Guide me
into all truth. Father,
cleanse me now
with the blood of Jesus. Anoint me
with your precious oil.
And remove everything
that is not of you.
In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior.
Jesus Christ.
Amen. And amen.
Wow, I don't know about you, but that was my nugget. Yes, it was a nugget that I received this morning, and I thought it would be lovely to share it with all of you, near or far. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord shine his face upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. So thank you for joining us, for taking this time with me, Salome Jacobs. And thank you to my guest speaker. Thank you for your wisdom and your insight. So, feel free to share this with family, friends, co-workers, neighbors, wherever you are. On your road to recovery, on your road to healing, on your road of living out of God's pocket. But that is left for another day, isn't it? Where we will discuss living out of God's pocket. Because in today's day and age, you can live out of God's pocket. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. So until next time, thank you for tuning in, whether you are over land, sea, or air. Trust that you have been touched, that soon you will like our page and send a message. And who knows, your message might be aired over the airwaves. But until then, do take care. And until next time, join me again for another dollop of soulful, insightful, inspirational, motivational soul poetry into the garden.